are you looking at, nerd? Huh?
I thought I was looking at my mother's old douchebag, but that's in Ohio.
Thomas Jefferson was writing the Declaration of Independence. On the back, he wrote this song. Well, I'm moving on up to the east side, to a deluxe apartment in the sky. We're moving on up.
Moving on up
to the east side.
Moving on up.
We finally got a piece of the pie.
Fish don't fry in the kitchen.
So your next one's rock and roll.
Build a house next door to you. Oh, can I make love to you once in a while? Yeah, we can go kissing through the vine. When I come out on the front, girl, you ought to listen to my heart going bumpity bumpity bump. Well, I need you, baby, and it ain't no lie.
Oh, Can I hide here?
Hey, Ellen, here's one you missed.
Hey, boys. Look what I got here.
Hey, where are the white women at?
Gypsy girl, your hands are Harlem. Cannot hold you to its heat. Your temperature's too hot for taming. Your flaming feet are burning up the street.
I am homeless, come and take me into the reach of your rattling drum. I gotta know me all about my fortune down along my restless path.
Gypsy gal, you got me swallowed. I have fallen far beneath your pearly eyes, so fast and slashing, and you're flashing diamond teeth.
The night is pitch black, come and make my little fist fit in the place I'll please. I gotta go, babe, I'm nearly drowning. If it's you, my lifeline's grace.
I've been wondering all about me ever since I seen you there on the cliffs of your wildcat charms. I'm riding, I know I'm round you, but I don't know where.
You have slayed me, you have made me. I got to laugh that place off my heel. I gotta know, babe, when you surround me, so I can know if I'm really real.
Right now,
all you scumbags! Ladies and gentlemen, this week, would you please, I have the privilege, please have a seat, ma'am. You beautiful thing. I have the privilege of being with, again, the world ladies champion wrestler. The greatest wrestler, they say, of all time. I want to be the first to congratulate the fabulous Moolah. Don't you let them bother you. I want you to know, not only do I think that you are the greatest woman wrestler ever, you are also the absolutely prettiest woman wrestler I have ever seen in my entire life. Question that pertains to lady wrestlers. You know, lady wrestlers in school, they don't have a chance to learn amateur wrestling, and obviously you have different body parts than I do, and it must be very hard to learn how to protect them. And I was just wondering, you know, with all your great success that you've had, how have you managed to protect yourself?
Well, Roddy, it's very hard, but I can do a lot of things, and I do it well, and that's one of them.
Now that ever since you won the title, Hulk Hogan has been asking you for a date. What would you say if he finally got to you?
I said no.
All right, you said no. Can you imagine that? Hulk Hogan being put down. I don't blame you. I want to congratulate you the way we do in Scotland for having won the championship. Ace, would you help me move this table here? For in Scotland, we have a special way of congratulating ladies champions. Please rise. Would you hold this for me?
We'll be right back.
Streak runs through the whole of my family, but for you I could put it to rest. But if you leave, I just don't think it could take
But I thank God every day, Jackie. I do. I say, God, thank you for not burning my dick.
Because most people said, you've been punished by God. I say, no, if God wanted to punish my ass, he'd have burnt my dick. Now that's some punishment. Because when that fire hit my ass, my dick went to work. I say, emergency! Piss, come, do something! Keep the fire off the balls! And my chest was hollering help. The dick said, fuck you, go for yourself! I'm protecting the balls! Spit! You got a light? Match? Match. Thank you. Say, watch out. Listen, y'all have been wonderful to come and share this with us. And I think everyone connected with it's been a pleasure for me to do this and get up here. And I thank you very much. I want to say y'all gave me a lot of love when I was not feeling well. And y'all really, I appreciate it. Also, y'all did some, applaud yourself. Also, y'all did some nasty ass jokes on my ass too. Oh yeah, y'all didn't think I saw some of these motherfuckers. Since you love me so much. I remember this one, it's strike the match like this. What's that? Richard Pryor running down the street.
Worth nothing without you. one and one don't make two. One and one make one. And I'm looking for that free ride to me. I'm looking for you.
killed my husband, forced me to be his partner. I had no choice. He would have killed me.
The views expressed by Roddy Piper are those of Mr. Piper alone, not necessarily those of the World Wrestling Federation magazine or Mr. Piper's guests. So, ladies and gentlemen, with that in mind, we take you now to Piper's Pit.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce the brand new Intercontinental Champion, Tito Santana. It's amazing, you know, as the history of wrestling goes on, I know myself, there's not too many Latins that have ever become champion, mostly because Latins are a little on the slow side. Some of them are flat-footed.
Roddy Piper, let me straighten you out before you go too far, brother. Latins are not around because they haven't had the opportunity very much. But when we get the opportunity, brother, we prove ourselves and get that through your head.
I think that that's just a poor excuse for a lot of Latins not being able to make it. If you feel you haven't had any particular contenders, you say, get that through your head. First of all, I know exactly what I'm talking about. You haven't gone through any contenders. You haven't done nothing but win the title. And you're sitting there like a big shot, trying to be a big shot with your title on, trying to tell me I know, to tell me that I know what I'm doing. I know what I'm doing.
Hey, Roddy Piper, let me make you one thing straight, brother. I just won that belt from Morocco Saturday in Boston, brother. And I'd take on any contenders, and if you feel you're men enough to put me through a test, brother, you're welcome to it. Or if you want to bring Mr. Wonderful along or David Schultz, I'll take any challengers, brother, because I represent the people, and I will keep this belt. Arriba!
There's an obvious instance there where you obviously have a coward for a champion. If you can't sit here and carry on an intelligent conversation as a champion, it's too bad that not only do you have a coward for a champion, but you don't have a gentleman. Good day.
Howdy, Roddy Piper and Tito Santana. Let's go back up for our next matchup now.
Now, you don't know this, but beneath this building lies the Pet Cemetery.
1, 2, 3, man!
Yeah.
like to thank you all for coming tonight. And adios, amigos.
Chance here.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable. Oh, my gosh. High risk.
Brother.
They're going to tie.
They ain't nothing like it. They ain't nothing like it anywhere in the world.
Sting.
World championship wrestler.
Sting brings his man back in. And he takes him down.
We're talking about being dazed. He's dazed. Whoa. Wants to talk about it now.
The dog face scrambling right back up. Sting going for a, no, I thought he was going for a pile driver. He's got him in a backbreaker position, and that's the Steiner's move, upside down, the page out of the Steiner's playbook.
That move mastered by the Steiners right there. They've been studying, brother. They know that. That was a great move.
A long time ago, Sting and Steiner were partners years ago. That's well in the history, and he's Sting now. Took a chance, and here comes Scotty, the master of the Frankensteiner, with a flat of the foot.
Right here, going for a suplex.
Double arm pin. Oh, he is competitive. He is irate. This is a physical matchup.
It is electric here, baby.
There is nothing in the world like WCW. Sting got it.
Right there. That might be it. That might be the turning point.
Everybody loves somebody sometimes. Everybody falls in love somehow. Something in your kiss just told me my sometime is now. Everybody finds somebody someplace. There's no telling where love may appear. Something in my heart keeps saying my someplace is here. If I had it in my power, I'd arrange for every girl to have your charm. Then every minute, every hour, every boy would find what I found in your arms. Everybody loves somebody sometime. And although my dream was overdue, your love made it well worth waiting for someone like you. I would arrange for every girl to have your charm.
Every minute, every hour,
every boy would find what I found in your heart. Everybody loves somebody sometime. And although my dream was overdue, your
made it well worth waiting for someone.
There's just one place to go for all your spatula needs.
Spatula City! Spatula City!
A giant warehouse of spatulas for every occasion. Thousands to choose from in every shape, size, and color. And because we eliminate the middleman, we can sell all our spatulas factory direct to you. Where do you go when you want to buy name brand spatulas at a fraction of retail cost?
Spatula City!
Spatula City!
And this weekend only, take advantage of our special liquidation sale. Buy 9 spatulas, get the 10th one for just 1 penny. Don't forget, they make great Christmas presents. And what better way to say I love you than with the gift of a spatula?
Spatula City!
Spatula City!
Hello, this is Cy Greenbloom, president of Spatula City. I like their spatula so much, I bought the company.
Spatula City, 7 locations. We're in the yellow pages under spatulas.
My, where did you get that lovely spatula?
Spatula City, we sell spatulas, and that's all.